Hoy estamos aquí miles de hombres, mujeres, niños y ancianos del Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional para decir nuestra
Today
pequeña
we're here,
palabra.
thousands of men, women, children and elders of the Zapatista Army of National Liberation to say our small words. We're here because people with noble hearts and dignity called on us to demonstrate to stop the war that's filled Mexico with sadness, pain and indignation. Because we felt called by the clamor for justice of mothers and fathers of children murdered by bullets and the arrogance and idiocy of the bad governments. Because we feel called by the rage of mothers and fathers of youths assassinated by criminal groups and government cynicism. Because we feel called by the relatives of the dead, wounded, mutilated, disappeared, kidnapped and jailed without being guilty of any crime. Compañeros and compañeras, brothers and sisters, a few days ago started the silent march of a father that is a poet, of mothers, fathers, relatives, brothers and sisters, friends, acquaintances, human beings. Yesterday it was their words, today it is their silence. Both of them say the same thing. We want peace and justice, a life with dignity. These honest people are demanding from the government a plan whose main objectives are life, freedom, justice, and peace. And the government responds that it will continue with its plan, whose only goal is death and impunity. The government says that the only good strategy is the one that bloodies the streets and fields of Mexico and destroys families, communities, the whole country. But he who argues that he has the law and force on his side only does it to impose his individual reason. It is not the reason of an individual or group that must be imposed, but the collective reason of society, and the reason of a society is built with legitimacy, with arguments, with agreements. Because whoever imposes his own reason only divides and confronts. And he is thus incapable of collective reason, and that's why he seeks refuge in the law and in strength. To be afraid of people's words and to see in every criticism, doubt, questioning or demand, an attempt to overthrow him is something dictators and tyrants do. To see in every pain a threat is to be sick with power and avarice. We're here today representing tens of thousands of indigenous Zapatistas, many more than those who are seen, to say to that silent march, that in your demand for justice, in your demand for life, in your demand for peace, in your demand for freedom, we, the Zapatistas, understand you and support you. We're here to answer the call of those who struggle for life, and to those who the bad government answers with death. Because that's what it's all about, compañeros and compañeras, a struggle for life and against death. These noble people are not calling us to be of a particular religion, idea, political thought, or social position. They're not calling us to bring down a government and to put up another one. They're not telling us that we should vote for one or another. They're asking us to struggle for life, and there can only be life if there's freedom, justice, and peace. That's why this is a struggle between those who want life and those who want death. And we, Zapatistas, choose to struggle for life. In other words, for justice, freedom, and peace.
Es decir, por la justicia, la libertad y la paz.